In part 14 of our six-part guide to flotilla sailing, Dave Selby, that's me, explains navigation, with even more free and exclusive PBO top-notch tip-top top tips. Next month, part 1. Under no circumstances is this article to be used for navigation. Now that really is a top-drawer top tip. For detail and getting land in the right place, there's no doubt that Rod Heichel's Greek Waters Pilot is the essential reference work. On the other hand, though, it's quite thick and liable to capsize a Sailfish 18. Not that one's ever been washed up in Greece, although some of the posher seafood restaurants do serve takeaway Freedom Air in scooped-out Sailfish moulds. That's a PBO eating out top tip and another for 30 quid for me. Ka-ching! However, if you do need even more detail and precision, that means you are probably German, and you'll no doubt have a well-thumbed copy of the German Waters Pilot, including Greece, by Rod's third cousin, Herr Heinkel, which even shows golf courses, well, the bunkers at least. But for most flotilla sailors, all you need to do is follow a few simple rules and you'll probably be fine. Even if you do get it wrong, don't worry. All the islands in the South Ionian look the same, with exactly the same restaurants, all serving the same very lovely food. 50 quid from the Greek Tourist Board, ka-ching. The only downside is that you could end up on a different island from all of your new fun-loving flotilla chums, which in our case was a bonus for them. Now to specifics. What you need to know is that in the whole of the entire South Ionian, which by way of handy reference is on a transit of 489 degrees from the Jolly Sailor on the Hamble, there's only one rock. Everywhere else the water goes right up to the land, pretty much, except in the places where it doesn't. As for the rock, I can't tell you where it is exactly, but the sickening ripples disturbing the surface were a clue. Less than an hour before, Jules and I had been sipping cappuccino in the morning briefing on the first day of our holiday. Now we were lost and in danger of pranging the lovely Duffoteria 325, which had been so well prepared by the Flotsail team. I make that 100 quid from Duffoteria and another 100 from Flotsail. Double ka-ching. Anyway, the thing is, Jules and I have different approaches to sailing. I'm the overcautious type, and Jules knows what she's doing. Jules had decided that I was in charge of navigation, and I do like to be thorough. It was round about the 12th cappuccino, and I was feeling quite perky when I said to Jules, "Do you mind if I just check my tidal heights for the 7th time? I'm not sure if I've corrected for BST, but I'm certain I'm within 12 metres. And Jules said, "Right, that's enough, let's get going." In my defence, I have to say, I had no trouble at all finding our boat on the pontoon. It was the last one left, and we weren't at all lost until we let the dock line slip. Now, we were. Just 45 minutes later, and with the ripples from the rock perilously close, I offered to get stuck into a super speedy tidal calculation. That's a PBO bad tip. Instead, Jules put the helm over and saved us. With me navigating, our Greek island odyssey was a rich and varied voyage of discovery. Without the discovery, we would have liked to have seen more of our friends, John and Di, on a sister boat, but for one reason or another, we hardly ever hooked up. Often John would call up on the VHF to ask our whereabouts. I'd then study the chart and reply, "South Ionian, I think, John, but I'll just check. Over." Apparently, they saw some lovely places, and we did too, although in our case it might have been the same place every day. John and Di said Domestos was one of the cleanest Greek islands they'd ever seen. Thermos, though, was a little too hot for them. Meanwhile, Jules and I narrowly avoided catastrophe on Calamitous and had a wee bit of a tiff on Acrimonious. Or maybe it was the other way round. We gave Chaos a miss. It's the major party island, but that's not really my scene now I'm approaching 40. We were also warned to avoid Poros for fear of osmosis. One morning we all studied the charts and someone suggested Kos. Ooh, lettuce! We all cried merrily in unison. The happiest troop of cheery flotsail sailors there ever was. 50 spondulics, please. Ka-ching. So, that's all there is to flotilla navigation. You may be none the wiser, but at least it's made me richer. What with all the PBO top tips, subtle product endorsements, and subliminal flotsail name checks. See www.flotsail.com for more.